finishing up Tefillah. So we have, we're just the final laws of Kriyat HaTorah. If a person missed Kriyat HaTorah, does he have to go and chop another minion in order to hear leaning? What do you guys think? No, because it's a chovah on the tzibor. The obligation falls upon the community, and you get a mitzvah by joining into the community, by listening to leaning, but you as an individual don't have to hear it necessarily if you missed it. You don't have to run after it. But at the same time, if, let's say, you're davening psukah dezimra, and the tzibor gets up to leaning, you really should stop at that point, listen to leaning, join in with the tzibor, get that mitzvah, and then you continue your davening. It's only when there's a contradiction between minyan and leaning that minyan wins. But otherwise, we should always try to hear it leaning. Okay, after leaning, we bring the Torah back to the ark, as we just visually demonstrated, and we say a psalm of Tehillim, Psalm 24. The reason we do that is the last three verses deal with opening up the ark, and these are the same verses, Su'usha'arim Rashechem, which used to be said as the holy ark was brought back into the Beit HaMikdash. So we also say those same psukim, Su'usha'arim Rashechem, right, that's the tune, the gates should open for the Torah. And then we say, Uvenucha Yomar, right, Vahibin So'aron, Uvenucha Yomar. The idea was that when the Torah was brought out in the desert, in the Midbar, Moshe would start off by saying, Vayhi ben Tzor Aaron, and the Torah would go, and everyone would sing that. And then when the Torah was brought back into the Ark, they would sing, Uvenu Chayomar, and Hashvinu Hashem Alechem, and get them. That was all part of the text when they brought back the Torah into the Ark. Okay, afterwards, we have Ashrei Lamnatzeach Uvalitzion, which are all kind of bringing the ideas, that spiritual ideas which we took in Tefillah, and putting them back into our souls. Ashrei we say three times in the day. Why? Anybody remember? Why do we say? The Gemara in Brachot, right? Daf Dalet says that anyone who says three times is muftach shu ben olam haba. He's living in olam haba existence. So first Ashrei was more like a praise. The second Ashrei it's more of a prayer. We're saying, especially we're focusing on potech, the adecha, that Hashem should open His hands and give us parnasa. We then move on to lam natseach, which is after we prayed, we then say, even during a time of darkness, Hashem should be with us. We talk about the God of Yaakov, because God was always there for Yaakov in his dark times. And we skip lam natseach on certain days. According to Svaradim, we skip it any day that we say Tachanun, because it's a little bit of an intense, sad prayer. So just like Tachanun is not said on happy days, we also don't say Lam Natseach on happy days. Ashkenazim say it has to be a higher level of happy day. So, let's say there's a Chatan, you still would say Lam Natseach, but if it's a holiday, it's a Chag, you do not say Lam Natseach, because it's a little bit of a sad prayer, and the Simcha takes that out. Yes? I would say if you're in Birchot Kriyat Shema, certainly you stop and hear leaning. About in the middle of Kriyat Shema, my logic would dictate you would stop and hear the leaning, but I'm not sure. The Bnei Noach is not clear about it, so I'm not sure. It's a good kash. All right, finally, we have Uva L'Tzion, final prayer of until Kaddish. Uva L'Tzion has within it Kedusha Desidra, which means the sitting Kedusha. The Gemara in Sota writes that this is one of the prayers that the whole universe is standing because we're saying Uva L'Tzion, we're saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So it's pretty important. We try to say it with a minyan because there is an opinion that it's like words of holiness, like the Kedusha in Shimon Esrei, which have to be said with a minyan. And that's why the Chazan will always say those words leading up to it so we can all say it together. So you should always try to say that with a minyan. If you don't have a minyan, we paskin, you could still say it, but what do you do instead? Since you don't have a minyan, you say it with ta'amim, as if you were leaning the Torah, and that kind of gives it an exalted status and raises up the kedusha. So you say it as if you were leaning it in the Torah. Now, in the Uva L'Tzion, it incorporates within it the words of Haftorah, and the rabbis wanted us to learn Haftorah. It's said in Aramaic because they wanted the masses to understand the meaning of these of Uval Etzion, and thus it definitely behooves us to read the words of Uval Etzion. If you don't understand in Aramaic, read it in English, learn the meaning of it. It talks about prayers for Torah learning, it talks about prayers for kapara, it talks about prayers for the redemption. So it's an amazing way to sum up our whole tefillah and bring it back into our daily lives. Yeah. Thank you.